All right, ready to go.
So what was it like coaching Jeff Fisher, the defensive back at USC?
Well, I coached Jeff his freshman year. He's a wide receiver, and then he moved to defense, and I moved to defense, and he's probably all told you guys. He claims he coached Ronnie Lott and Dennis Smith, and I coached Joey Browner. So, you know, we go round and round. But Jeff obviously was a very talented player and a very smart player, and you knew if he wanted to be a coach, he'd be an awfully good one.
What's the tone you want to set in the first couple series?
You know, our whole deal is that we've got to play fast and we've got to play physical. That's what we've talked about from day one. And we've got to give our guys some things that they can go out and not overthink and go out and play fast and be physical. That's going to be a 16-week deal. You know, we want to set that tempo from our mindset.
A lot of people have spoken highly of Kyle as a pass catcher. Is it possible Red Ellison can be a backup in that pass catching role, or is he going to stick in more of that kind of H-back blocking?
Well, hopefully we don't need a backup in that role. You know, everyone, as we go through this, their role is going to be defined, and it happens as how guys play. And I always tell them that the more good things you do, the more chances you get to go out and be a part of it. You know, we have a lot of playmakers, so there's no way we're going to get all the guys involved every week. But if we have production, that's going to be the key. And they understand that. I hope they do. And it'll be hard some days. You know, someone's going to get the way the defense plays. Someone's going to get their number called a lot more than someone else. And the next week it'll be different. So, you know, our guys, you just have to be ready for when your opportunity gets there.
Apply to Marquise as well. I know he's more of an H-back in your offense last year. But
well, he played tight end last year, and our tight end and H-back, I don't even know what an H-back is because I think of them all as tight ends. Our guys have to play both positions. They know both positions. You know, Marquise, he's got some catching up to do. We've added and adjusted some things. We keep growing, try to keep growing. So he's his head swimming a little bit, but the stuff that we did a year ago, I think he's comfortable with, and we'll just go from there.
When you were in San Francisco, what is it that you liked about Sean Hill with a younger quarterback then? I know that you lobbied for him a little bit to be the guy.
Well, Sean has always been a very productive player, and, you know, he was a quarterback that took University of Maryland to the Orange Bowl. As a senior, that's playing pretty good, and you know, he's had an unbelievable career. I know people think of him as a career backup, but to play whatever he's played 14 years in this league and have the respect he has of the number of coaches that have coached him, and you know, he does some things extremely well. He gets the ball out real quick, and that's the number one thing you want in a quarterback.
How would you describe St. Louis's pass rush and the challenges it's going to pose for you?
You know, it's documented. Their front four led the league in sacks. I think they had 45 of their 53 sacks. When they're not sacking the quarterback, they're hitting them and hurrying them. Sacks are only a part of it. You know, everyone's going to have – we're going to have to work together as a group at an unbelievably high level, and then we're going to have individual really outstanding efforts from everyone in terms of our pass protection. I know everyone thinks that pass protection has those five offensive linemen, but our tight ends need to be involved in the pass protection. Our backs need to be involved in our pass protection. The quarterback has to do a good job of getting the ball out. We don't want to make this a pass protection test that see how well we can do against them or see how long we can hold up, because there's too much evidence on tape of people not holding up against their rush.
It's an important week for Matt Khalil in that respect.
Well, Matt's really a good player, and he's worked really hard. And I know he had some injuries a year ago that I think took away from what he can do. You know, he's one of five guys in there, and you know, then again, as I said, the tight end's got to be aware of what we're doing in the protection. So when we can help over there, we can help. It's one of 16 games. It's a big week for every guy that goes out and takes a snap.
Anxious to finally call a play for Adrian?
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited to see Adrian. And, you know, he's been so impressive in all of this. I've seen him firsthand from the other sideline. It's nice to be on the same team with him. And, you know, he's anxious to get going, and we're anxious to make him part of what we're doing.
Not saying you're going to have to worry about this here, but in the past when you were head coach, how did you know when the right time was to make a change at quarterback?
I think I've been lucky that I didn't have to do that very often. I've had really good quarterbacks and guys, you know, that it was clear they were the right guy to go with. Anything that Coach Zimmer would have to do, it's for him, it's got to be a feel. You know, where your team is and how you're playing, and if you need to give a change, a boost, something like that, I don't anticipate us being in that position. I think we're in good shape where we're at right now.
I'm not as familiar with your offense against fast pass rushing teams like the Rams. Do you try and change a little bit and get the ball out quicker, or do you still like those intermediate and deep routes?
Well, the misnomer on the intermediate deep routes is some of those you can throw quicker than the underneath crossing routes, and we take a lot of pride in how quickly the ball gets out, and all our deal is based on the quarterback's feet. Now we watch his feet, and if he's back there getting set and taking a quick hitch step, one hitch, and throwing it, the ball's coming out as quick as you can get it out. And doesn't matter if you stop at 5 or stop at 7. We don't want to hold the ball and let a guy get open on an intermediate deep route. When we throw the ball in the intermediate zones, we're turning the ball loose way before he's open. So I don't think we hold the ball as long as a lot of people think we do. There's no question, whoever you're playing in the National Football League, you want to get the ball out quick, and that's something we work on all the time. All right.
Thank you.